Getting back to the ALF protocol situation in the first-line metastatic setting, you said that the most common thing that you do outside of a study is use sunitinib. What's your usual strategy next, second line?
Well, if it's not IL-2 and I go to a targeted therapy, I would use sunitinib. I think I would either at this point go to sorafenib or to either Avastin or temsirolimus. Or it depends. There are anecdotes, and I have some of my own, of people who have been on sunitinib who progress explosively. I have plenty of people who don't, but there are people who do. And some of those people I actually would give chemotherapy to, because I'm worried that they're growing so fast I won't even be able to catch them with a targeted therapy. And we don't really understand what that is unless it means that other pathways beyond VEGF are the ones that are triggering the tumor to grow. So these are things, again, that we don't understand about these drugs. I've also seen a few people who had to come off of it because they had toxicity. We had a fellow that developed C. diff colitis that was terrible, and he'd had diarrhea with sunitinib, so we just stopped it. And he's been stable for like 6 months after stopping. So, we're not doing anything right now. And I've seen a couple of other people that were like that. So I think you have to put it back into the context of what renal cell does before jumping into these drugs or jumping in even to the second drug.
When you talked about patients with explosive disease where you use chemo, what kind of chemo?
We've been using either gemcitabine alone or a combination of Gemzar and Adriamycin, which we used in sarcomatoid renal cell and published actually in Cancer in October 2004. We've subsequently taken that regimen into sarcomatoid renal cell and ECOG, and it appears to be holding up in terms of response rate and progression-free survival. We have a couple of people that we treated, well, I guess more than 4 or 5 years ago, that are still complete responders who had sarcomatoid renal cell, which was galloping when they started. But, it's a handful of people. But I've tried gemcitabine in non-sarcomatoid patients, and if they're growing fast, it sometimes really controls the disease for a while.
What are some of the new agents that are being looked at in renal cell?
I know some of them. I think there are probably plenty more that I don't know about, but I know that there's an antisense to AKT, which is an enzyme that's upstream from mTOR. Now, that'll probably hit many of the same pathways, but we just don't know. There's a new immunotherapy, not so new, but interleukin-21 that's been used alone that's being studied in combination with sorafenib. And then there are some other small molecule anti-angiogenesis drugs that are still with numbers that are being looked at in combination again with either interferon or sorafenib,